Hello and welcome to Shop Talk on WBYX AM Radio. I'm your host, Caroline Davies. My guest is Peter Malone, a former web designer. Welcome, Peter.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
So, could you tell us a little bit about what you did?
Well, I started making websites in the late 90s with a friend of mine. We marketed our web design services to small and medium-sized companies located around the city where I was then living. This was a time when the internet was really just starting to come into the public consciousness. And more people began connecting to the internet. Businesses started wanting their own websites, whether they needed them or not. Keep in mind that people then were still not very computer savvy, and many mistakenly thought that having a website would magically increase their business's revenue overnight.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it wasn't like today, where everyone has high-speed internet and a variety of devices with which to access it. In those days, almost everyone was using the internet at extremely slow speeds.
We all remember when the internet bubble burst back in the late 90s. I've heard some analysts say that another bubble is forming in the tech sector. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I'd say that there could be some truth to that. There are still internet companies out there that have been around for years, have huge numbers of users, but can't seem to figure out a way to monetize their products. Yet investors are still throwing money at them. Those companies will be in trouble if that funding dries up. Also, these days, more and more tech firms are privately owned. So if there is another fluctuation in the market, those companies won't be able to sell public stock in order to raise capital, which puts the private individuals investing in these companies on the hook for the loss.
How has the web design industry changed over the last decade or so?
A lot of people go so far to say it's a dead, or at least dying, profession.
Could you elaborate a little more?
Well, for one, a lot of companies have realized that they don't really need their own dedicated website. For many of them, it's enough to have a presence on sites like Facebook, for example. If a company decides that they do need their own site, there are so many automated tools available these days, easy-to-use templates, etc. It's not hard for them to create a website themselves. And these sites actually look professional. The technology's come a really long way from the horrible build-your-own-website software that used to be out there. And while that's not a good thing for web designers, it is, ultimately, a good thing for internet users. It means that most sites function in similar ways.
Well, that's all we have time for, I'm afraid. Thank you so much, Peter.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Questions. Number 26. What is one thing that Peter believes about internet companies today? Number 27. What is one thing that Peter says about how the web design industry has changed?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.
これでこの CD は終わりです。